Good evening and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat. As you know, April is International Guitar Month, and each and every Tuesday I've been bringing a great guitar player to the airwaves of Lakeshore Public Radio. Well, tonight we've got two. Coming up a little later this evening, my old friend Ted Nugent will join us. But right now, Michael Schenker, formerly of UFO, Scorpions, and of course the Michael Schenker Group, is going to talk about his new album, Michael Schenker Fest, live in Tokyo. It's a collection that features all three of his lead vocalists from throughout the years, Gary Barden, Graham Bonnet, and Robin McCauley. Michael Schenker Fest, live in Tokyo, is available as a 2-CD, 2-CD DVD combo, and on vinyl. So, let's get started. Michael Schenker, into the arena. He'll be joining us by phone after this.
Hello, Tokyo! For the newcomers, I am Michael Schenker. Are you ready?
We'll be right back.
Stepping into the arena where he is in his element. That is the one and only Michael Schenker, former guitar slinger of UFO and Scorpions, back out on the road with Michael Schenker Fest live in Tokyo, featuring his various lead singers from over the years, Gary Barden, Graham Bonnet, and Robin McCauley. And we've got Michael on the phone right now. Hey, Michael.
Hello.
Let's talk about this new wonderful live album, Michael Schenker Fest Tokyo. When, where, and how did the idea come to you to get the three classic MSG singers back together and do this project?
Well, it's basically in 2015, Temple of Rock got an offer from Japan, and it was the promoter's idea to have Graham Bonnet open the show for Temple of Rock and sing a couple of songs with us. And when that happened, I kind of, you know, clicked in my head, you know, like, I kind of thought, maybe I can, you know, get, like, the 80s singer together, you know, like the Gary Bard, Graham Bonnet, and Robin. And so I asked them, and they were really happy and surprised that I would come up with something like this, but they were in. And then I had to put a band together, and I thought that Steve Mann would be very suitable. He's connected to Robin. And then, you know, Pat McKenna and Chris Lem, they are the original rhythm section for Assault Attack with Graham Bonnet, and also the original rhythm section after Cozy Powell behind Gary Barden. So it was just, it couldn't have been better. And so everybody was happy. And then we did the first concert that we did together at the Michael Schenker Fest was Sweden Rock. And then I got a phone call from Japan and offered me a tour in Japan. And so, you know, it ended up to be Osaka, Tokyo, and Sapporo. And Tokyo sold out immediately, and just an incredible place too, so clean and really just beautiful, you know. And I thought, this is like Budokan all over, you know. And so I just decided immediately to pre-finance this whole thing, and I hired camera crew and everything that I needed to make it a good package and to capture this whole thing. You know, get a cameraman who was shooting lots of the side footage, like behind the scenes stuff and sound check and traveling and you know, everything. It's really interesting. And also photographer to make really nice pictures and put a photo collage together with some a nice music behind it. And so it's just like, but the event itself was unbelievable. It's actually, all three concerts were unbelievable. But the Tokyo, right from the beginning, you know, when the intro starts, and it's a instrumental of mine, Searching for Freedom, it's like, you know, it starts right from there, and it never stops. It's just unbelievable. And it was, I did the edits, I, you know, went to the studio, made the mix and everything with Michael Foss, and it just turned out great. And so since the trailer is on the website and everything, it's just like, it's going crazy, you know. We're getting offers to play in the States. We're getting offers to play in Europe, and so we are starting a European tour with the Michael Schenker Fest already. Well, not already. It's actually taking longer than I thought, but it's bigger venues, bigger promoters, etc. And so they want a lot of time to promote this. So we do Europe October, November, and then America we do in February, March.
And this is with all three singers?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a pretty cool tour.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because, you know, it seems to be a very, very good time, you know, in my life to do this. And I think there's more than meets the eye. I think things that need to happen, they do happen. They just happen, you know, because it was really not much that I had to do, really. It just kind of, everybody was available, and it all just felt, you know, it's a timing thing too. You do it at the wrong time, you know. I mean, I personally think it's just one of those things that is a cycle. And, you know, newcomers can capture this the way it used to be. And the hardcore fans, you know, the old fans, they can re-experience it. And it's so much fun, you know. And sometimes you don't even recognize people in the audience.
I think you know this one. Are you high tonight? Might be high.
Well, that's a familiar Michael Schenker Group song. Gary Barden on the vocals there, Armed and Ready. And Michael Schenker Fest is the album, Michael Schenker Fest Live. Well, they are armed and ready to hit the road touring, as my guest tonight, Michael Schenker himself, has said. Going to be hitting Europe at the end of the year and beginning of next year, 2018, coming to America. Michael, Japan has always been your go-to place for making live albums, and the audiences there certainly love you and respond so well to your music.
Japan is the place that I always say, well, you know, I left Germany when I was 17, and I made one album with the Scorpions, Lonesome Crow, and you know, my focus is the art of lead guitar playing, and I didn't think that Germany understood at all the art of lead guitar and the type of music I was doing anyway. And I mean, the hardcore fans around the world, they know what I'm doing, obviously. But there's just more people in Japan who understand, you know. And they also have been waiting, you know, for 11 years. I was with Scorpions, UFO Scorpions, and I never made it to Japan. So it was a build-up, you know. And then 81, we came over with a super band. Then, you know, it exploded. And so they have, you know, in my second part of my life, it was a very experimental life. And if people didn't understand, you know, when I was with UFO, what I was doing on a lead guitar, commercially talking, of course the hardcore fans did, you know, when I entered my second phase of my life, when I was doing all these crazy instrumentals, you know, starting somewhere and never stop until the end, they supported me all the way. They understood everything I did, you know. And so I guess in a wife, you know, and so that's why I personally, you know, that they supported me in those days too. And they're still there in my, you know, comeback time, which is now the third part of my life, when all of a sudden there was this urge, you know, I wanted to be on stage. It was exactly the opposite. I was always stage fright. And now it's for me time to celebrate in general, you know. Michael Schenker Fest, celebrate the era of handmade rock. I just want to keep this alive, you know, as long as take it to the next level. After 40 years of age, we're ready for the next level. And
right.
Many more people, you know, understand that that there is more to music than just the beat.
This is Zarko Desert Song.
Another great song from Michael Schenker, and that is off his latest release called Michael Schenker Fest Live in Tokyo. And that album, as well as the upcoming tour, will feature all of Michael's famous 80s singers. We already heard from Gary Barden. That, of course, is Graham Bonnet and Desert Song. Coming up in just a bit, before we say goodbye to Michael, Robin McCauley. And on the second half of today's show, we'll have Ted Nugent joining us. But right now, let's get back to speaking with Michael. The three singers that are on here, Gary, Graham, and Robin, you hadn't recorded with some of them in a while. So how much rehearsal time did it require for you guys to get back up to fighting strength?
Well, I you know, I make sure, I tell you that much, I'm the musical director, and I go up to Glasgow and I make sure that, you know, that everything is right. And of course, you know, the beginning is always a bit more difficult because there are songs involved that some musicians have never played before. But like I said, I went up and down, and the singers themselves, all they have to do is make sure they remember what they were singing and rehearse the words. It has nothing to do with me. And so when we start doing full rehearsals, they are ready as we musicians are, and off we go.
Well, we've heard from Gary, we've heard from Graham. Let's hear from Robin McCauley. This is a track off the Michael Schenker Fest Live in Tokyo. This is Save Yourself. I'll be back one final time with Michael on the other side.
Tokyo! Thank you.
That's Robin McCauley and Save Yourself, and that is a new live recording from the Michael Schenker Fest Live in Tokyo album. Michael is my guest. We are going to talk a final time with him here. And Michael, let's reflect real briefly on UFO and your years with them. I was in the audience in 1978 at Chicago's International Amphitheater when you guys were there to record what became Strangers in the Night, a classic live album, still one of my favorites to this day. And what were your thoughts of that night in Chicago?
Well, the thing is, first of all, it was actually recorded in two places, and then the best trucks were taken from either Chicago or some other place, I can't remember, and because it was always called Chicago, so I just called it Chicago. You know, I just remember that when I was with UFO in those days, that was the final that we were peaking. We were playing big places. I know what it was, what it tasted like to be famous and successful. You know, Schenker is God, and all of this I had to hear. I couldn't hear it anymore. I was getting really, you know, mad about it. You know, it was just too much for me. I was 23 years old only, you know, when I actually finished Strangers in the Night. It's just crazy.
What's the status at this point of Michael Schenker's Temple of Rock, which has been your latest project in recent years prior to getting the old singers back together and doing this Michael Schenker Fest, which seems to have taken on a life of its own and obviously will be keeping you busy for the foreseeable near future? Is the Temple of Rock with Doogie White, what a great singer he is himself, a done deal? Is it over? Is the finished chapter? What's the status with Temple of Rock?
No. Doogie is my favorite, you know, one of my favorites. And so I love working with Doogie. We are doing incredible things. It's a really good chemistry. And so, you know, the last album, live album, we did four years of touring together, two live albums, two studio albums. My ears are still ringing from the last concert. So we have made a great DVD that feeds people for a while. And so I was going to do the next Temple of Rock album 2017, but I miscalculated the timing. Plus, the more I think about it, you know, the more I realize maybe 2 years off between that is better than 1 year. Mm-hmm. And too much product out there is not good either. And the beauty about the Temple of Rock with Doogie is that, you know, when we make the third album, which I now think is most likely be 2018, Temple of Rock will stand on its own feet. It will be a complete its own thing, you know, like nothing to do with MSG or any or UFO or anything. You know, by that time we have enough classics on Temple of Rock with the third album, mm-hmm, that it can stand on its own feet, and Doogie doesn't need to sing, you know, all my past anymore. He can just sing our own songs, you know, that is Temple of Rock, Michael Schenker's Temple of Rock, we know. And so that was always my plan to develop that. And after four albums with Doogie, believe me, it means something to many people.
Michael, thank you so much for sharing time with us this evening in this transatlantic call, and I wish you well on the tour there. And of course, we look forward to seeing you here in America beginning of 2018 as the Michael Schenker Fest comes to the colonies.
Okay, me too. Yeah, thank you.
We're going to leave with a song that's off the new live album, Michael Schenker Fest Live in Tokyo. It features not one, not two, but all three of the lead singers that are featured on this record, and it will be touring. It's a classic UFO song featuring Gary Barden, Robin McCauley, and Graham Bonnet. This is Dr. Doctor. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Lounges, and this is Midwest Beat, a program all about music and the people who make it. All during the month of April, I've been featuring some of the greatest guitar slingers alive today. And of course, we just had Michael Schenker a few minutes ago joining us from across the Great Pond. And it just wouldn't be International Guitar Month if we didn't have at least some commentary from the great Ted Nugent. Ted plays a Gibson Birdland guitar. In fact, you rarely see him without it. Ted will be bringing that Birdland guitar July 20th to Star Plaza Theater in Merrillville. Tickets on sale now, starplazatheater.com. As you might expect, I'll be having Ted join me for a full hour-long program as we get a little closer to that July 20th date at Star Plaza Theater. But I do want to talk a little bit with Ted about guitars on this program, which, of course, is our final one for International Guitar Month. And as we wait for Uncle Ted to give us a ring here at Midwest Beats, let's slip in a song that's a favorite of mine from his catalog and probably of yours. This is, of course, Great White Buffalo. Ted Nugent, hopefully, on the other side when we return.
Beautiful. They want
Ted Nugent and Great White Buffalo. And I do believe we have the man himself on the phone. Ted, are you with me?
Tommy.
Hey, how are you, Ted?
I'm doing so good it's stupid. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you fine.
Hallelujah. Boy, what a miracle that is, huh? Tommy, can you hear me? You know, I'm a couple minutes late calling you, Tommy, because I was absolutely enthralled, mesmerized, punched, sucker punched, consumed with my Gibson Birdland. I was in the other room just jamming my ass off and having the time of my life, and I do it every day.
Well, on the topic of your Gibson Birdland guitar, we recently lost Chuck Berry, one of the pioneers of rock and roll guitar, and I know he was a huge influence on you. In fact, Amboy Dukes even did a great tribute to Chuck when they covered Maybelline. Chuck Berry loved Gibson guitars probably as much as you and played them all the time. Was Chuck the impetus for you, the inspiration for you to pick up a Gibson guitar and make it your instrument for life?
Well, obviously, I was born at the perfect time in life, Tom. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Les Paul had just electrified the damn guitar, and Chuck Berry showed us exactly what to do with it. So by the early 50s, I was already hooked, man. I was playing the guitar all the time, and I wasn't, you know, experienced or knowledgeable enough to identify the make and model of different instruments. But once I saw Jimmy McCarty of Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels on stage, my band Lourdes opened up for Billy Lee and the Rivieras, and the Vandellas, and Gene Pitney at the Walled Lake Casino in 1960.
Wow.
And Mitch Ryder's band was called Billy Lee and the Rivieras at the time, and I saw Jimmy McCarty as lead guitar player, one of the most astonishing gifted virtuosos on the guitar ever. Jimmy McCarty was playing a Gibson Birdland through a Fender amp. Hello! And so I was imprinted, and I wanted to get that rich, wide, expansive, you know, sonically phenomenal guitar tone. And so eventually, by 1965, I got a Gibson Birdland playing through Fender twin amps. And as they say, the rest is history. But Chuck Berry's style of guitar, it's funny because Chuck has a photo of him with a prototype Gibson Birdland, I believe in 1953, 1954. And he was playing a Birdland, but again, I was too young and inexperienced to understand where that touch came from. But mentioning the word touch, it really is about the touch. The touch and feel and spirit and attitude of a musician comes across. And of course, touch, feel, spirit, and attitude pretty much describes everything Chuck Berry. So quite honestly, the music that you and I and everybody absolutely cherish that has so enriched our excitable quality of rock and roll life, we owe that all to Chuck Berry, quite honestly.
Right.
Beep, 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 beep
Ted Nugent, the Amboy Dukes, going back and paying tribute to the man that started it all, the late, great Chuck Berry. Ted Nugent is my guest on this, the final installment of our International Guitar Month series on Midwest Beat. And Ted, that said, have you done anything or do you have any special plans to celebrate International Guitar Month?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to be participating and jamming with some of the greatest guitar players that ever walked the earth at the 40th Anniversary Guitar Festival in Dallas, Texas on May 5, 6, and 7. Derek St. Holmes will be there, and Andy Timmons, and Chris Duarte, and Paul Reed Smith, and just some great, Neil Schoen has been there in the past, and Joe Bonamassa. So yeah, I celebrate that every day, but the 40th anniversary of the Guitar Festival in Dallas is going to be a real get down, I promise you that.
You know, Ted, the guitar is just such a magical instrument. And I'll tell you, Ted, I love International Guitar Month every April. And we get to feature some of the great string benders out there. And this month, I've had some incredible talents leading up to you, of course, as my final guest here for International Guitar Month. We've had Steve Hackett of Genesis. We've had Coco Montoya. We've had the great Dave Davies of the Kinks. In fact, Dave's got a new album out now that is not really even a guitar album. It's more of a transy kind of progressive-y album that's light years away from the Kinks by any means. And it was good. It was good to play something fresh from him.
The guys like you out there, Tom, that continue to support great artists and great new music and adventurous music, God bless you for that. You are my American rock and roll blood brother for doing that. Thank you.
Well, you're very, very welcome.
Boy, talking about a pillar of rock and roll. Where would we be without Tired of Waiting and Ball-Headed Woman and You Really Got Me and All Day and All Night? Are you kidding me? So the Kinks are a landmark musical force. And you're probably the only guy that understands and respects and shows reverence for that musical creativity. And I'll bet you he was really proud to share some radio time with you.
It was a lot of fun, Tom. We talked about, of course, how he razor-bladed his cones in the amp and created the distortion sound everybody ran with in those days. And he's another Gibson player. He's a big fan of Gibson.
You betcha. Well, all the great players out there from Gibson and Fender, now the PRS. And, of course, there's a lot of different guitars out there. But like we were talking before, it's about the touch. And that guy, boy, he created a real touch.
Well, Ted, we will touch again, touch base, that is, because you're coming to Star Plaza Theater on July 20th. And, of course, you, my friend, will be here for an entire hour to discuss all the latest goings-on in the Nuge world. So thank you so much for joining us and sharing a little bit of your time for International Guitar Month.
God bless you, Tom. God bless you all there, man.
Take care. We'll keep up with you at TedNugent.com. Bye-bye, Ted.
Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, don't forget to come on back tomorrow night, Wednesday at 7 p.m. for a very special broadcast of Midwest Beat, where my guest will be Johnny Van Zandt of Lynyrd Skynyrd. They're coming to Star Plaza Theater this weekend, and I'll have an exclusive interview with Johnny tomorrow right here, same place, same time, on the dial at Lakeshore, 7 p.m.